Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. The man accused of trying to kill Governor Shapiro and his family earlier this year has pleaded guilty and will spend at least 25 years in prison. KYW's Connor Barkon has the details.
38-year-old Cody Ballmer has been sentenced to 25 to 50 years as part of a plea deal. Ballmer was convicted of attempted murder, terrorism, and arson. Police say Ballmer told them he would have beaten Shapiro to death with a sledgehammer if he found him that night in April.
It's hard for me to stand before you today and utter the words attempted murder when it's your own life.
Governor Josh Shapiro says security changes and repairs to the mansion are constant reminders of the attempt on his and his family's lives.
It's especially hard to know that he tried to burn our family to death while we slept.
There were questions about whether Ballmer would face hate crime charges as well. The attack happened just after the Shapiros hosted a Passover dinner, and in a rambling 911 call placed after the fire, Ballmer talked about the war in Gaza.
Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that Cody Ballmer will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people.
Investigators say Ballmer scaled a fence and broke windows to the home before tossing Molotov cocktails inside. The Shapiros were not hurt.
The fire caused millions of dollars in damage. A 40-year-old Camden man is facing first-degree murder and other charges in the shooting death of another man in Camden Sunday night. The Camden County Prosecutor's Office says police responded to a report on Baird Boulevard just before 9 p.m., 32-year-old Joshua Cruz was rushed to Cooper Hospital and pronounced dead about a half an hour later. Neftali Sanabria was arrested this morning and is being held at the Camden County Jail. Bensalem Police and the Bucks County District Attorney's Office have arrested nearly 50 people for crimes against children in the last 3 years alone, thanks in large part, they say, to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Speaking in front of a display featuring 17 men convicted of child sex crimes earlier this year, Bensalem Public Safety Director William McVeigh touted the success of collaboration between Bensalem Police, Bucks County Detectives, and the FBI through the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
The fact that they were met by law enforcement is what we want, right? No child was ever in danger because of these efforts. And hopefully they won't be in danger for years because they'll be behind bars.
Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn credited the work of Bensalem detectives and says she is hoping for countywide collaboration from other police departments.
We know, sadly, these predators are walking among us, and it takes efforts like this. Look at these resources, and this is just a fraction of the people doing the work, and this is what we produce.
McVeigh says while the task force is taking predators off the streets, it is important for parents to stay vigilant.
We implore parents to monitor their child's online activity. Speak to them about these hidden dangers.
Bensalem police urge parents to track their children's use of dating and chat apps. Riders say SEPTA's emergency inspections on regional rail trains highlight the dangers of using infrastructure dollars for operations. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
At a transit funding rally at Love Park Tuesday morning, one activist stood inside a box fashioned to look like a burning regional rail car. Connor Deshmaker of the group Transit for All PA said reversing SEPTA service cuts by flexing state capital dollars was a bad idea.
We've said every step of the way that robbing capital was tempting fate.
Jared Johnson of the group Fifth Square asked how SEPTA could buy new rail cars if capital funds were being depleted.
How can we do that if we're robbing Peter to pay Paul? This will not solve the problem long term.
Transit advocates are renewing their call for state lawmakers to adopt a state budget that includes stable transit funding. Artificial intelligence will be the subject of a Philadelphia City Council committee hearing on Wednesday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Councilmember Rue Landau called for the hearing as the city's use of AI has grown.
We know that there's ways in which SEPTA is using AI to detect cars that are parked in bus lanes. The streets department is using it to see potholes and other obstructions in the street and problems. But there's other ways in which we know the city's using AI, and we want that to just come out in the public and to see what the plan is going forward.
Landau says people are embracing AI, but also have legitimate fears.
There have been allegations of racial discrimination used in AI. There's fears of cybersecurity and data privacy and sharing data. We just need to make sure that Philadelphia has a plan and that we let everybody in Philadelphia know about what the plan is.
She says transparency about its current and planned uses is the best way to combat mistrust of the technology. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.